Our second question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. Something just happened that really brought my attention to the fact that I never, ever, ever, ever want to owe anyone money. But I feel like I have no choice but to do that, but I have to be constantly in debt. I'm not interested in sort of the financial cleanup aspect of this. What I'm interested in is the freedom to know that there really is no such thing as debt. So could you tell me about that? So we've said this before, and we'll say it again, because it is a perfectly delicious and delightful thing, particularly from where we sit, to remind each and every one of you, no matter who is asking this question or where it arises, that debt really does not exist. Allowing cash, the topic of this particular series, is all about essentially saying that what you have right now is plenty, and as much as you have a desire for more, and it is arising. So if you ever get an indicator that you are in debt, if someone sends you a message, if they knock on your door, if they send you a note, whatever it may be, every time someone says, pay up, our suggestion is that you say, I am willing to give you what I have. We've talked about this before. We haven't talked about it in depth, but we do recommend it. Remember, when you say, I'm willing to give you what I have, you're not actually taking action. You're just saying, I'm willing to give you what I have. That is what paying a bill is. You're giving someone something that you have. It's a transfer of cash from one place to another. That's all. That's really all that we recommend. You can visualize yourself being debt-free, although you said very specifically, I'm not here for the financial cleanup. And we don't recommend that you be here for the financial cleanup. We recommend that you be here for the recognition of the abundance and your willingness to give whatever it is that you have to someone else for whatever reason. Whatever reason is something that's very powerful. Now, if someone came up to you and said, you know, give me all your money, and they had a gun or a knife, we would say, go ahead and give it to them. There's no benefit in fighting it. We understand that you may feel like your some sort of humanity is being questioned if you don't fight back. But to whom would you be fighting? Fighting, and it's not about a knife or a gun or the threat of physical violence. That's not why we would say that you should just go ahead and give it to them. We would say just go ahead and give it to them or be willing to give it to them in order to drop the resistance that you might have. That's not going to do you any good or the other person. What we recommend is that you tell yourself and tell the other person, I'm willing to give it to you. This isn't quite the same thing. There's no one holding you up. But we do recommend that instead of saying, I'm never going to do this, or it's never going to work, or I can't do it, or no, you can't have my money, that you just turn in the direction of whatever it is that you feel like resisting and release yourself to it. This is not about action. It really, truly is not about action. Be willing to just give them what you have, whatever it is. We're certainly not comparing a debt collector to a thief, but we're also not comparing a thief to a debt collector. We don't say that there anyone can steal anything from you any more than anyone can collect a debt from you. Those are all money financial conversations. They have nothing to do with cash. They have nothing to do with metaphysics. There's a metaphysics behind those ideas, but they really fall more in the realm of logic and management and control. What we're saying here is when you are allowing cash, just be willing to give what you have to whomever it is. Be willing to spend, be willing to give, be willing to do whatever it is. We're not saying take action, we're just saying be willing. Notice the shift in the vibration that happens as a result. And then find out what to do next. what feels better next. Your willingness allows you to get back into the place. Let's try that again. That's not really the right language. Your willingness allows you to recognize that there is something that feels better. And it may be something that has nothing to do with the fact that someone asked you for money. But be willing to give what it is that you have instead of fighting against trying to push back or quell the contrast. Be willing. Just be willing. Tell yourself, I'm willing to give you whatever it is. However much I have, however much I can give you right now, I'm willing to do it. And then find out what feels better. For most, in most instances, we would imagine that there's probably something very different that feels better that has nothing to do with the matter at hand. But what it does is it takes you out of the place of resisting what it is that is happening and allows you to recognize that all is well where you are right here and right now, for it certainly is. So, a very powerful question. Very powerful. We thank you very much for bringing it to the table. Very delicious, very wonderful, and very delightful indeed.